Obviously, we ran into a good football team here today. They played well, and we didn't. We didn't start fast. We knew this was a team that started fast, one of the better teams in the league that way, and we didn't start fast on either side of the football today. So, you know, obviously that's my responsibility, but, you know, we didn't start fast. We didn't make any progress there in the first several drives. You know, we didn't offensively keep the ball, defensively keep them out, and, you know, then we got into the turnover thing and put our defense in some bad positions when we were already in some bad positions. So, you know, we'll learn from this. This is not a game that we can hang on to very long. We need to get back, get to work, and get ourselves ready to play another game at home this week.
Was this a result? Was this anything you saw coming? Did you see anything in practice this week that indicated there might be something like this?
Well, I got to be honest with you. And I said this to the players, you know, it was one day in practice this week. I didn't think we had a great day of practice. And, again, that's my fault. You know, I got to do a better job making sure that those things don't happen out there. But, you know, all that being said, it's not something that I seen coming. I knew we were playing a team that was a good team. I mean, they've beaten good teams, specifically in this place. And, you know, and they're a good defense. So I knew that that was the case coming in here, but I – you know, to say that I seen this coming, no, I didn't see this coming. This, you know, my team has been in close football games, you know, for a bunch of weeks right now, and this just wasn't one of those close football games. Obviously, this got away from us, and, you know, and we just couldn't turn it around. And some of those games in the past, we've been able to turn it around. We couldn't turn it around today.
Did you sense that you were flat early on?
I didn't see flat, honestly, Vic. I didn't feel flat. I didn't see flat. No, I felt like we had good energy. I felt like kids were, you know, hopping around pretty good. We were running good, all those things. And I just think, honestly, you know, they came out, they hit us good, and, you know, scored. You know, we got off the field in three plays. They took the ball down and scored. I mean, I don't have to tell you the rest of that. You know, we didn't make enough happen early on to keep them off the field, and they took the ball down the field, and then, you know, and then they got that big run that jumped out of there on us, and that, you know, I kind of opened that thing up a little bit.
Earlier games, you wanted to be here in the state and finish. It's just a whole different set of circumstances.
Yeah, honestly, you know, and it doesn't have anything to do with what Derek did or didn't do or any of those type of things. It just was a scenario where, you know, I got to be honest with myself at that point and try to take him out of the football game and, you know, not risk potentially at that point getting him hurt or any of those type of things. So I made the decision to take him out of the game. I think it was the right decision.
How much of the Rams throwing, I think, their first nine plays of the game do you feel that it did at all dictate sort of how the game sort of ended up becoming what it ended up?
Well, I mean, they came out throwing fast, and they came out and they hit a couple chunk plays on us, you know. I mean, they hit an over route there that was a chunk play on a naked, and they hit another one, you know, that was a chunk play. And, you know, I think those two big plays, you know, kind of got them going a little bit. But, you know, they threw the ball. It wasn't something that we didn't think they were going to do, you know, to throw the football that way. But, you know, obviously they had a good day, you know, being able to do that, particularly early in the football game. You know, our defense came back in the second half, got us off the field, you know, a few times. We had a little drive going there and then couldn't do anything with it.
I'm sure Phil will probably tell you better, but how was your tackling?
Yeah, I didn't feel like we tackled very well today. You know, be honest with you, I mean, fundamentally I didn't think we were great. You know, I mean, a big run came out of there, you know, some tackles, fundamental things. I think we had some people in the open field, and we didn't do a good enough job getting them on the ground either, which, you know, obviously is something that we did do several days ago. So we tackled very well. So we got to get, obviously, back to doing those type of things. You know, it's something with our team. You know, we're either a very young team, and you know, obviously we have some veteran players in here, but, you know, we got to be able to all learn from this. As I just told the team, you can't just learn from winning a game a week ago. You got to learn from these feelings too. The way I didn't want them to forget the feeling that they had last week, I don't want them to forget this feeling right now. We'll forget it after we watch the film tomorrow and get on with the 49ers.
The final score being
what
it was, it's not a turning point by any stretch, but there was a play when you opted for a punt rather than mid-range, a 55-plus Janikowski field goal, and it hit a dome.
At that point, you know, we talked about it a little bit, and then we just, you know, we thought we would knock him down in there, which we did, if I'm correct. I believe the ball was on like 2-yard line or 3-yard line, whatever it was. I don't really remember the result of that drive. Might have been a score. I don't remember the result of the drive.
On the short pass, does that hurt you? Is there speed, or is it kind of guys that slept still recognizable?
I have to watch the film, Vic, but what I saw a few times was missed tackles. You know, I thought I saw a few missed tackles out there. You know, they got the ball out a couple times, you know, on some bubbles. We've been doing a great job playing those things, and we didn't do that. You know, we didn't do a very good job of it here. So, but, you know, we all have to take responsibility. It starts with me, and, you know, we all got to take responsibility for it. So, embarrassing.
Have you been through one like this?
Yeah, I've been through games like this, sure. You know, I've been through games like this, and I've been through games like this and bounced back and won games, you know. And, I mean, that's the nature, you know, unfortunately it's the nature of this league. You know, you look up at the scoreboard up there and it happens, you know, every single week. You got to learn from it and you have to move on from it. And, you know, but you do have to learn from it. You just can't dismiss it, you know, and after playing the way we played a week ago and coming out here and doing this, you know, it's just, you know, it's something that we really got to pay attention to and learn from.
You mentioned the problems offensively early. Mm-hmm. But was there pressure too much for Derek at the time?
You know, I thought early in the game I didn't feel, and again, I'll have to watch the film, but I didn't feel the pressure early in the game. Now, I mean, they probably blitzed us, you know, I couldn't even imagine how many times tonight. I mean, it was a lot. You know, and they were pressuring when the score was, you know, was up there pretty good. You know, that being said, I mean, we got to block the pressure. We knew it was going to come. Be honest with you, I mean, there wasn't very much out there that we didn't see or practice. So, you know, they got good hands, you know, getting long back out there. When I say good hands, I mean, you know, their front. And we knew that, but getting long back out there obviously, you know, provided a little more for them too. And, you know, as the game went on and you get into one of those deals where you got to throw the football like that, that is not the type of football game, I don't care who the team is that they're playing, that you want to play against this kind of team.
This team has been resilient through some disappointing mm-hmm. Results, but this was a kind of a different monster. Do you anticipate, obviously, that they'll be able to rebound from this and going ahead?
I have every faith and trust in the people in that locker room. I mean, I love those kids in that locker room, and I wish they didn't have to go through this. But, you know, in order to get to where we want to be, I guess this is something that we got to go through. But I have every confidence to believe that they'll bounce back and they'll do just what I believe is in their DNA, and they'll be resilient, you know, and learn from it and handle it like professionals and be ready to go. I mean, I think a lot about the people in that room.
Any more guys?
Okay. Thank you.